This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military carried out an airstrike Thursday on a UN school in central Gaza where Palestinian health officials said at least 30 people were killed. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas fighters were using the school as a shelter. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Over 20 women and children were killed in the attack. In the morning twilight, emergency workers wheel out a dead body on a stretcher from the ambulance. A pair of yellow feet poke out from under a blanket as the empty ambulance reveals a pool of blood that had dripped onto the floor of the vehicle. Later in the day, mourners gathered around the various bodies laid outside the hospital. The strike in central Gaza came after the Israeli military announced a new ground and air assault in several refugee camps in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin had warned Russia could supply long-range weapons to other nations to strike Western targets and would use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Thursday once again defended Ukraine's right to defend itself and NATO's right to help them. Speaking in Helsinki, NATO said NATO allies are helping Ukraine in different ways.
We have to remember what this is. This is a war of aggression. Russia has launched a full-fledged invasion of an independent sovereign nation in Europe, Ukraine. And Ukraine has, according to international law, the right to defend themselves. And we have the right to provide support to Ukraine.
Stoltenberg also stressed NATO has no plans to deploy forces to Ukraine. Meanwhile, officials in southwestern Russia said Thursday Ukrainian drones ignited a fire in an oil refinery. The regional governor of the Rostov-on-Don region, Vasily Golubev, said on his Telegram account the attack hit the Nozhivansk refinery and that work at the site had been suspended. You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Western leaders Thursday and an ever-shrinking number of veterans gathered on the beaches of Normandy in northern France to mark 80 years since the D-Day landings to liberate Europe from Nazi occupation, with an eye towards the over two-year war raging in Europe after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden, Britain's King Charles III, along with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, represented allied powers, paid tribute to the immense sacrifices made by the tens of thousands of troops on the sandy beaches and cliffs of Normandy, often far from their homes under intense German counterfire. In his remarks at the British Memorial, which overlooks Gold Beach, one of the landing sites for British troops, King Charles said the sacrifices the soldiers made that day remain relevant today.
We recall the lesson that comes to us again and again, across the decades. Free nations must stand together to oppose tyranny.
More witness testimony is expected today in the jury in the gun trial of Hunter Biden in Delaware. The jury in the trial heard testimony Wednesday from his ex-wife and former girlfriend about finding his illicit drug paraphernalia. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Kathleen Buell was married to President Biden's son for 20 years. She testified she discovered her husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on the porch of their home in 2015. When confronted, he admitted smoking crack. Buell says she never saw Hunter Biden use drugs. Prosecutors also called Zoe Keston. She met Biden in 2017. She told jurors when she saw him use drugs, buy drugs, talk about drugs, or possess drug paraphernalia. Keston acknowledged she had no contact with Hunter Biden during the period when he bought a gun in 2018. The trial is about whether he lied on a gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Severe weather to continue to cross the United States Wednesday with tornadoes in the midwestern state of Michigan and the eastern state of Maryland. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A tornado struck without warning Wednesday afternoon in suburban Detroit. The twister tore through several neighborhoods in Livonia, Michigan, bringing a tree down onto a house where a woman and her two-year-old were sleeping. The child was killed. In Montgomery County, Maryland, WJLA spoke with neighbors who say a storm in their community was scary.
When the tornado hit, I just hear loud thuds and banging on the window, and I just go upstairs, go to my bathtub, you know, hide there.
Tornado warnings were issued Wednesday night for Maryland and several other states, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.